Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It seems like it's being forced to us that he's going to be the closer for the foreseeable future.
And I agree with you. I don't think he's a closer either long term, but he's definitely the closer now. And I think yesterday, by the way, I like that you're calling him LJ today, because yesterday he was 77.
Yeah, he can easily go back to sevens.
Very easy.
Yeah.
Very easy. Oh, because 77, sevens is even worse than 77. But LJ, I mean, how many saves in a row does he have to get before he actually gets his name said on the radio by you?
I don't know, because this is why. All right, this is why.
Because I know that he's worried about that.
Because
Randy won't say my full name.
He didn't even think about me. But
yes,
this is how I look at it. Every time you praise anybody on this daggone pitching staff, they just let you down. I mean, everybody except for the two young bucks. I mean, every single time we praise somebody, he's coming around, they end up doing something different. All right, so I'm just going to call him LJ and be done for now, because okay. He looked good yesterday. He did. But overall, it was a funny game, because it was only three hits. But still, you know, those are the games that you worry if the Braves can win.
Yeah.
Those games like that, those 3-2 games on the road against a very good baseball team, those are the ones you worry about, and they were able to get it done yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good team win last night.
Yes.
That was a team that has reasonable playoff expectations wins a game like the Braves won last night. It was a good, solid, grinded out on the road win, and they got it. But again, going back to what happened in the eighth and ninth inning, if you were ever going to stick with Anthony Swarzak into the ninth inning, didn't last night feel like the night that you would have done it?
Yeah.
Given the way that Luke Jackson has pitched his last couple of times out, given that Swarzak got out of that jam in the eighth inning by only throwing seven pitches. And I think if he would have done that, and I guess this is where I'm getting at in terms of, like, what does your concern have to be here? Is it just about winning and losing, or is there what's best for the baseball team, or is it also you have to be worried about managing egos and worried about the way that guys are feeling? Because if you would have kept Anthony Swarzak in the game in the ninth inning last night, that would have broken from what you'd done so far with Luke Jackson.
Right.
And I think that would have sent a pretty clear message that Luke Jackson is definitely not our cemented closer right now. It's up for grabs, closer by committee, whatever it is. And the worst thing that could have happened is if you would have brought Swarzak in the ninth inning last night and he would have blown it.
Yeah.
Because then you lose the game. Swarzak proves that he's probably not a closer either. And Luke Jackson's worried that he might have just lost his job and you might have messed with his confidence.
But my thing is, I don't think it would have bothered him if he would have blown it. He would have been out there like, see, you should have left me in there. See, you should have put me in. Because you remember coming into the season, it was supposed to be closer by committee. It's supposed to be Vizcaino and Minter. They were going to be the closer by committee. And, you know, Vizcaino, he's hurt. Minter, he gets sent back. Now he's back in a role where I don't even think they know where to pitch him. I mean, as far as where he's going to be at. But, I mean, it looks like it's LJ for the time being. And last night, I mean, that's the thing. That's what makes you mad about him, because he does do things like that. I mean, I never said LJ didn't have any talent. Never said that. I just said that the role that he's in is not beneficial to the team. But – you know, every time he gets one, and it was a high-level situation.
Oh, yeah.
It was a high-level situation, and he did his job. But I'm not going to praise him because he did his job. That's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly. That is what he's supposed to do. I'm just more focused on the confidence that, or the unbending nature with which that Brian Snitker went about that decision, because we've been talking about it for so long, right? And there's been plenty of opportunities to maybe say, yeah, we're going to go in a different direction. We're going to try something else out. And Brian Snitker continuously hasn't done that.
Yeah.
And this is something that we've talked a lot about throughout the season, is Brian Snitker's loyalty and to certain guys. And I think one of the reasons Snitker has his job in the first place is that he's a loyal guy.
Yes, without a doubt.
I think loyalty is probably his greatest attribute, but it also might be his biggest enemy in certain situations. And we've seen it come back to bite him before in the past, where he just sticks with guys over and over and over again when maybe he shouldn't do it. I think last night being loyal to Luke Jackson was the right thing to do, because I don't know that you have an obvious upgrade right now on your roster. Now, I think it's different if you go out and you make a move and you bring somebody in who's a proven closer, because I don't think that sends the same message as, all right, we're just going to try something. We trust you so little
right.
that we're going to try somebody else out who's never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a different message if you go out and make a trade and bring in somebody who has a proven track record, like a Will Smith or whoever, to come in and be your closer. I think that looks different if I'm Luke Jackson. But it just, to me, it seemed a very... It seemed a very obvious vote of confidence last night from Brian Snicker to Luke Jackson to throw him out there when he could have very easily stayed with Anthony Swartz.
Was it the right decision because he got the save? Because when you talk sports and everything, and you talk about a player or a player that's been struggling, and then all of a sudden he goes out and has a good performance. So this could be in any sport. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, see, I told you. We always knew LJ, he can pitch. All right, let's get into it. He got some good stuff or whatever. It annoys me how much he has beat my man B-Mac running after them loose pitches that he be having all the time. But right now, to me, it just seems like they're settled with him. And I don't like that feeling. Because I heard when we were coming in, I heard Hugh say it. A lot of people may probably turn the TV off when he found out Luke Jackson was coming in to save that game. And I just sat there and I was just like, okay. All right. He didn't suck. You know, because if you look at all the blown saves, I know blown saves, they do happen. I get that. But not at the rate that he's going.
No, he's got the most in the entire league.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the frustrating part about it, because when the Braves are in these 3-2 type situation in games and everything, and you're going to have the lull in the lineup, because the lineup ain't going to rake the whole time. We know that. But you got to find a way to win a game. You got to find a way to go out there and do your job. And you know, I'm looking at this right now. I mean, you look at Dansby didn't have a hit. Freddie didn't have a hit. Josh Donaldson didn't have a hit.
Nobody did.
Marcakis didn't have a hit.
Acuna.
Riley. I mean, look at all the.
B-Mac, Acuna, and Ozzie, the only people that got hit.
And sometimes it's going to be like that. And then when you're going into the bottom of the ninth or the top of the ninth, do we have faith that we're going to win this game when he comes out? Like, what was your faith level last night when 77 came in?
Full disclosure?
Yes.
I fell asleep.
Okay.
I fell asleep after Anthony Swarzak got out of the – I don't know how.
Well, okay.
It was such a intense – it was late. I don't know. I fell asleep. Well, and then I woke up this morning and there was all kinds of tweets and all kinds of stuff, and I watched the video. I was like, oh, wow, look at that.
Well, Braves fans, Texas on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. What was your confidence level?
I know the
when
answer.
You found out when Luke was coming in. Even though he got the job done.
People are nervous.
Yeah.
You're nervous when he comes into baseball.
I mean, it is what it is. He's put us in that position as Braves fans, and you're like, damn, here he comes.
But I think, and I bet you that in his heart of hearts, Brian Snicker was nervous too.
I'm sure he was.
To go out there. He's like, I'm sticking with him because this is what I do, because I'm Brian Snicker and I'm loyal to my players. But what he, you know, all right, go get 77, bring him in here, let him close out the ninth inning. I guarantee you he's sitting there, whether he's sitting on the bench or he's up on the top step of the dugout or wherever he's watching it, he's got a little bit of nerves going, a little anxiety in his stomach as well. But I also think that's why you do it last night. I think that's why in that moment when it is anxious and you had the decision whether you're going to put Swarzak or maybe give somebody else a shot. All right, we're going to give it to Jacob Webb tonight and let him be the closer. If you would have done that last night, then I think you run the risk. And I think the closer position is different than any other position, because we were talking about this before the show. Like, why can you move around everybody else? Why can you move Acuna from fourth to first and that doesn't mess with his confidence?
It's a big difference.
Because the closer is so much about the mentality to be the closer, to be in that spot, to want to be in that
because
spot.
Because it's a pressure. I mean, it is a pressure filled position, man. Where you're that guy. Where and we talked when we talked to Smoltzy, he was talking about it. You know, he felt worse giving up blowing a save than he did losing a game.
And doesn't it feel like if maybe you're not cut out to be that guy in the first place, which I don't think Luke Jackson necessarily is, it would make it even harder if the manager says pretty clearly that he doesn't have confidence in you either.
Yeah, and another thing, when we had Joe Patrick on and he was talking about, you know, listening to Brian Snicker, seemed like he was kind of fed up with Folty. He's been sounding like that a lot lately when he's talking about some of these pitchers.
Yeah.
He has. He's like
Not Luke Jackson, though.
Yeah. He had that tone yesterday about Julio Teheran. Like, I'm about to tie this dog. You know, I've been loyal to you, man. You about to get me fired.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.